This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia, May 19th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 3 big hours. Monday night, the time is right for trivia. That's right. Family fun night. We'll ignore anything that's going on and just have a good time, I do hope. We got a new question, and we'll be giving it to you in moments here. And, of course, you can answer my question. I love it when you do. And we never hold it over more than one show. So if you don't get it today, it holds over to next week. But most likely you will get it. Then we'll go on to another question. However, if you don't have a clue, we've got bumper stumpers. We've got 11 of them. They all have a theme. And that's secondary to who are the artists. And so maybe you'll recognize a few of those. Now, if all else fails, you can have your own category. Sky is the limit on that because everybody knows something about something. And we'll prove it right about now. We'll kick it off with Billy Bob and Bourbon A. Get the magic twanger here. All right. And say welcome to Billy Bob on WGN Radio. How's it going?
Good evening. 35th time caller, by the way.
Well, when does the count stop?
When I get to 339, if I live that long.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're shooting for 339. Very good. Right. I won't ask why.
Now, before we go, I'd like to request one by Dwayne Eddy.
Oh, Rebel Rouser or what?
No, over 40 miles of hard road.
Oh, bad road. Yeah, okay. All right.
A bad road,
yeah.
Right?
Okay. I'll write this down. Dwayne Eddy, and most important, I got to write your name down because otherwise I'll forget who requested the song. All right, Billy Bob, we'll do it. All right. So now, I guess before we do anything else, I should throw out a question there, which you probably won't answer, but just in case somebody else does. Of all college students in America, those choosing this major are the biggest worriers. What major?
I'll say the psychiatrist.
You know, I'm going to give it to you. It's psychology. You don't major in psychiatry, but psychology, you're absolutely right. All right, we don't even need to go on to your question. You've just won, so hang on. Don't go away. All right. Thank you. Yeah. Well, too easy, huh? All right, so we need another question. All right, fine. Well, right now, 44% of American women and 29% of American men are doing this. Worldwide, 91% of South Koreans are doing it, while less than 35% of Japanese are doing it. Doing what? 888-876-5593. So there you have it. 8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. So we'll put Billy Bob on hold for John to add to his stash, and we'll go right to Barry in New Hampshire. How's it going, Barry?
Hey, Raleigh. I was going to say it was political science.
That's great. That, yeah, you know, that would make sense, wouldn't it, if they were paying attention? I would agree. All right. Well, early on in the Beatles' recording career, they covered a lot of American artists. Well, what I want to know, one American artist covered them and had a hit that they wish they did here in the States. Who was the artist?
It's,
I know you can do this. And the Beatles were...
I know, it's the one that did the Wanderer, the guy who did...
Yes, you're right.
Do you want to know a secret?
Yeah, I know where you're going with this, and I believe you're right, but who is this?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to...
Well, let's try it another...
Shannon?
Yes, Del Shannon. Oh, yeah. And what was the song?
Let's see. Please Me?
No, but that's all right. You won for Del Shannon. It was From Me to You.
Oh, that's right.
And oh, were the Beatles ever pissed? Because, of course, Del Shannon was one of their opening acts over there in, or maybe they were the opening act for Del Shannon and others. But regardless,
that's
Del
right.
Shannon heard it, and he said, I'm going to record that. No, don't. And by the time he got back, it was right out on Big Top, whether they liked it or not. So, yes, indeed. All right, you are a winner.
All right.
All right, very good. Yes, From Me to You, which here in the States, we thought the Beatles were covering Del Shannon. Nope. In this case, the other way around. All right, Cindy in Chicago, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I have a song. I don't know if you'll play it. I don't know if the Rolling Stones were the originals who sang it, but I heard the Rolling Stones version, Tell Me You're Coming Back to Me.
Okay.
And I thought, when I heard the song, I thought it was about that generation of, like, men who were real controlling.
You're overthinking again. All right.
You know, just that whole generation that tells the woman how she's got to be.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know. It's a pretty good song.
All right. We'll get it on for you this week. All right.
Okay.
Yeah, and the name of the song, by the way, is Just Tell Me.
Tell Me. And then for, I don't know, I'll think about the trivia question. Maybe
okay.
Drinking bottled water?
Nope. That's interesting. Nope. All right. Well,
I'll think about it.
I'll look forward to that. Thanks. I appreciate it. All right. So, Tell Me, which Jagger co-wrote, I think with Keith Richards, actually. So it was not a cover. All right. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And we'll put Cindy on hold. We'll get to Lisa. She wants Oscar trivia, but of course. So our question, 44% of American women, 29% of American men are doing this as I speak. Worldwide, 91% of South Koreans are doing it, while less than 35% of Japanese are. Doing what? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
What you gonna do when you're baby?
The WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. There's your first bumper stumper. And what is it? We can't ask you anything about the theme yet, but we will ask you about the artist. Who is he? 888-876-5593. 8888 Raleigh. So there's your bumper stumper. We'll worry about the theme later. Just come up with the artist. And I have my question, which I threw out there. And in case you were wondering, 44% of American women, 29% of American men, 91% of the South Koreans in general, and less than 35% of Japanese are all doing this right now. Doing what? 888-876-5593. All right, you don't know my question, you don't know my bumper stumpers, you have your own category because everybody knows something about something. And Lisa in Dundee knows everything about the Oscars. So how's it going, Lisa?
Oh, pretty good. How are you, Raleigh?
I can't complain. So
hey, just a very short, quick update on the Menendez brothers.
Yes.
Their parole hearing,
yes,
has been pushed back now to August, late August.
Really?
Yeah, from June, and they didn't say why.
That's interesting. I think he's still getting out. They are
well,
still getting out.
Well, yeah, I still think you're right, but I think it's going to take a little while.
All right, well, we'll see. Well, apparently, it is going to take a little while. It's no longer June. It's now August at the earliest.
I don't mean this to be nasty, but do you want to make a bet as to whether they get out first or we get our stash?
Oh, they'll get out first. No, I'm kidding, of course. So over the weekend, John was furiously printing out certificates. So things are happening.
Bless his heart. I think you should just do it for fun.
Oh, yeah, I know. But no, we promised and we will. We absolutely will we'll get this done. And we didn't expect so many things to go wrong, but they have. And here we are.
I know.
All right. So let's go to the Oscars. Which movie did Danny Boyle win Best Director for in 2008?
Oh.
By the way, you're already ahead of me. I've never heard of Danny Boyle.
Oh, no. I know this one. Oh, my God. Brenda Blethyn was in it, right?
Right, yeah. Might as well be speaking Latvian. Let's see. I'm trying to, I'm now looking up the movie online to see what it will tell me. All right.
I think it's Brenda Blethyn and...
It doesn't say. All right. It was apparently controversial because I have an article, Why is the Movie So Controversial? All right. It's a British drama, a loose adaptation of a novel.
Yep, and Brenda Blethyn, right?
There was a
black woman that was up. Her name is on the tip of my tongue.
I don't know who this Brenda is, but it's not coming up for me. But that doesn't mean anything. Let's see. All right, I'll look it up in Wikipedia. God knows, that's certainly a bastion of journalism. All right, I don't think so. If good old Brenda was, whoever that may be, then they're keeping it from us.
So who? Well, you probably can't tell me who the major actress is.
Actress, I think actress Frida Pinto.
Oh, well, then it's got to be Slumdog Millionaire.
Absolutely right.
Oh, well, thanks for the hint.
I didn't know if it was a hint or not.
Different.
I've never heard of her either. All right,
That was an excellent movie. I don't know why there was any controversy.
Well, let's go back and see. I mean, this is, of course, the Internet, so let's see what it says.
It won
8 Academy Awards, subjected to a number of criticism, notably regarding how it portrays Indian society and alleged exploitation of some of the actors. So we have a list of controversies here. And one of the first celebrities to discuss the film was Bollywood superstar Amitabh Smith, who from young Jamal eagerly seeks an autograph so shortly after beginning of the film. All right. I don't know what she didn't like, but she didn't. She stated that the remarks had been misconstrued. All right, of whatever's. Then there's Gopal Singh Nepali. Of course there is. And he said... the song is not from the blind poet Sirdas. However, it's from the movie Nazri Bhagat, written by Gopal Singh Nepali. All right. His children have filed a complaint about the incorrect portrayal. And then there's Levine Tandon. Now, you know, like I say, it's a foreign language to me, but that a Chicago film critic. All right, Chicago, I know where that is. Good, finally, something. All right, Chicago film critic Jan Lisa Huttner launched an online campaign questioning why Levine Tandon, the film's credited co-director, was not nominated along with Danny Boyle for Best Director. Well, okay, so she was
You know, they can always find something to complain about.
And what she said, apparently, Tandon said, I can tell you how embarrassed I am about this. The suggestion is highly inappropriate, and I am writing to you to stress that I would not wish to be considered. All right.
Wow.
So then there was the producer, Christian Coulson, who stated that Tandon's role as co-director was being misconstrued. There's a lot of misconstructions in this, obviously. So let's see. There are protests and lawsuits. Let's see. But meanwhile, Jan Lisa, Ms. Huttner, received a Silver Feather Award from the Illinois Women's Press Association, commending her for her work on the Oscar controversy. All right. We'll continue with weapons of mass distraction. Following the release in India, the film faced criticism from various members of the public. Said it fuels Western stereotypes about poverty in India and that it peddles poverty porn. Well... So, apparently, a representative of the... there is a slum dwellers welfare group. Now, poverty porn be damned, slum dwellers welfare group that filed a defamation lawsuit against the film's music composer, alleging that the grim depiction of slum dwellers violated their human rights. Because, after all, everybody wants to live in a slum, right? All right,
yeah,
we could go on. There are pages of this.
I think it's crazy.
Well, there's a reason I don't go to movies, I guess. Anyway, you're right. You're absolutely right. Slumdog Millionaire.
Well, thank you very much again for
All right.
the
Hang on. Don't
I
go
appreciate
away.
Appreciate it.
All
okay,
right.
Thank you.
So, yeah, absolutely no idea. All right. So, and you know I'm probably better off in the long run when you get right down to it. All right. Ruth is going to have us talk about Legoland. I can do that. All right. And David is in... Muskegon, and he wants charts, which he'll get. Your second bumper stumper will be coming on right after the news. Maybe it will be apparent. I'm not expecting anything on the theme yet, but at least the artist coming up on WGN Radio.
Well, every woman I know is crazy about automobiles. Well, every woman I know has got to have an automobile. And here I am standing with nothing but rubber heels. Walking women home is a thing of the past. The women wanna ride in class. Some like Cadillac, some like Ford, and some like anything as long as it'll roll. Every woman I know is crazy about automobiles. Well, here I am standing with nothing but rubber heels.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, that's Chicago all the way from 1955, but who is it? 888-876-5593. A little early for a theme, but second one you've heard, so keep track of this and you'll come up with something. All right, so Ruth in Gurnee, how's it going, Ruth?
Okay, for the moment, we'll get into how it's going on another day.
Okay.
But I wanted to know where I have been for... the amount of time that Legoland became popular. When I discovered it for Chinese New Year's, there was a cost difference for ordering things like Montgomery Ward. It was $49 for some Chinese New Year's Legoland kits. And then online had a certain price, or Amazon had a certain price. And then in the store, there's a very good price. if you get someone to go to the store and purchase it, but they do not do anything online and send it delivery. Amazon will, the catalogs will, but the catalog for one Lego kit was $49, Montgomery Ward, and at the Legoland store it was $24, $24.99. So that's like double the price. I notice catalogs are extremely expensive, especially catalogs that we were used to, like, well, Nowhere Sears, but Montgomery Ward's, and they were all reasonably priced to order things, and now all of a sudden they have just prices way before any other COVID or anything like that. These catalogs are charging exorbitant prices.
Well, the catalogs,
I'm surprised.
Let's back up and say the catalogs are not the same. When you were getting, say, a Sears catalog back in the day, this was merchandise from Sears. When you go online and you go to MontgomeryWards.com or you go to Walmart.com, or anything, these are not store catalogs. These are aggregators. They're carrying, just like Amazon does, dozens of products from third parties. So most of this stuff is not the catalogs. They're just facilitating it.
Well, I say to myself about Legoland, I wish I had something like this when I was a kid, because I loved American Bricks. And the magazine that I have gotten recently with Legoland kits, it's given me a, you know, view of so much more to Legoland. And
well,
here's
the deal. When you're using the word Legoland, you're actually using it improperly, because Legoland is trademarked. That is the chain of family amusement parks of Lego. And when you're talking about the stores and all that, that's not Legoland.
Oh, wow.
So,
and I've talked to a couple of them to find out information about them, and no one said one word of that.
Well,
so leave it to Raleigh get to the consumer bargain part of it.
Yeah, Legoland is owned by a British company, by Merlin, and they have parks all over the world. The first one actually was in Norway, but I mean Denmark. Hey, close enough, Denmark. And that was in 1968, believe it or not. They didn't open another one for a long time. It wasn't until they opened one in the UK in 96. And so that now there's parks everywhere in the States. We've got a couple of them. We've got one in San Diego and Carlsbad that opened up in 1999. And then in Winter Haven, which is by Orlando, there was one 2011. I think there's a third one in Goshen, New York. And that opened a couple of years ago. Actually, I think it opened during the pandemic. But so those are the only three we have in America.
Yeah, well, I said, why am I sending my grandchildren to Walt Disney World when I hear about the resort in California?
You can.
And what a fantastic lady I spoke to there at that resort.
Yeah.
Just a wonderful senorita.
There you go.
Okay, so here's my trivia question. You've got one for me on Legoland?
Well, I was going to ask you where the first one opened, but I told you. So, I'm going to tell you that one is opening on July 5th of this year. Where is it?
Virginia. Oh, no, resort.
Well, yeah, but where in the world is it? It is a resort.
Okay, I'm going to open up, and obviously it's not the United States.
That's true, and it's July 5th, 2025 is the opening date. It's a 500 million pound joint venture.
Australia?
Good luck. It is in Shanghai.
I was going to say China.
Yeah,
I was going to say China, but then I thought to myself, I don't know about China at this time of the year, so that surprises me.
There are,
I was going to say China.
You know, there are three others planned for China, but they do not have an opening date yet. One is in Beijing, and one is in Shenzhen, and one is in Chengdu. But they don't have a date. But at this point, the one that is opening on July 5th is in Shanghai.
Okay, so now, somewhat of a thing, I thought I would like to give an advice thing to Jim. Here is a avenue of approach for something that might work out for him. I don't like to give a lot of advice for other people and things like that, but veterans looking for a place to stay. You know, he's got a house, and there's somebody there that's an extra person most of the time 24/7 or so many days a week and renting a room or something, which gives an extra income. And somebody also who is maybe got a vehicle or a car, but I know that if he contacts WLIP, Lenny Palmer, and tells his story to him, because that's Wisconsin, and he goes all over Wisconsin and well-known, he would recommend the former congressman, Paul, I can't think of his last name. He lives in Janesville, Wisconsin. And that's a headquarters for VA for all of the United States. And Jim might be able to partner with someone. You know how seniors partner for renting a room or a house together or something? They get seniors locked into a circumstance for, you know, one or two or three or four of them, mm-hmm. group homes, something like that. He might find something with a veteran, you know, a Vietnam veteran, or even one of the Middle East War veterans, somebody that is looking for a place to stay. And I just think it would be a really good partnership for him to get into. And so I thought I would mention that to him and see if he would, you know, look into that.
I thought the Department of Veterans Affairs was in Washington, D.C.
Well, I guess I've heard that there's something in Janesville where they...
Well, there is. They process disability claims there.
Oh, I just remembered his name, Paul Ryan. Last name
right.
is Ryan.
Right.
And he's no longer a congressman, but he's from Janesville.
Right. But no, they're a processing center for claims.
That's it. Okay, for the whole United States.
Yep.
Okay, for
but
that.
For claims.
Well, in that event, if someone is processing a claim, they might be looking for something that would be a location or a place. You know, he would be better off to live in Niles, where he used to be, where there were just so many more services available, transportation and everything like that, caregiver assistance and things. But with that Janesville location, he might be able to find a reference
All
for
right.
a veteran.
You never know.
And so that's right. The opportunity knocks and you seek and you shall find type of thing. You know, the more you look and search, the more you're likely, just like a job application, a worker should go into radio.
Right.
I think he'd make a great radio personality.
All right. Good deal. Thanks for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right. So 888-876-5593. We're going to do charts with David in moments. There is room for you as well. It is Monday Night Trivia, and we have an active question there. Our first question gotten on the first try. And, yeah, that was Billy Bob and Bourbonnais knew that of college students, those choosing this major is the biggest warrior, and that would be psychology. And this question is, however, currently, as we speak, 44% of American women, 29% of American men, 91% of South Koreans of either gender, and less than 35% of the Japanese are all doing this. Doing what? What are we doing? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
We've been going steady, and you've been making me cry. Now it's your turn, baby, so I'm saying bye-bye.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, that's your third one. And maybe a theme is starting to be apparent. I don't know. It's either, well, I guess in some ways it is absolutely something all the artists had in common, but it's also some of the songs, but not all of the songs. All right, that's clear as mud. It is Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. What else could it be? And those are the bumper stumpers. If you know the artist, you win right for that. If you know the theme, even better. The prizes are worthless, and they take forever to reach you. So with that in mind, you're doing it for the fun of it. Now, if you don't know my bumper stumpers, and if you have no idea about my trivia question, which I revealed moments ago, and I will again, just in case you weren't paying attention, right now, 44% of American women, 20% of American men, 91% of South Koreans of both sex, and less than 35% of the Japanese are all doing this. Doing what? All right, 888-876-5593. They're all doing this. All right, so now we've got our question, we've got our bumper stumpers, and when none of that is apparent, you have your own category because everybody knows something about something. And David in Muskegon, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, I'd like to do charts from May 1968.
All right, here we go. Number one, Tighten Up.
Archie Bell and the Drills.
Number two, Mrs. Robinson.
Simon and Garfunkel.
Number three, Honey.
Bobby Goldsboro.
Number four, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Hugh Montenegro.
Number five, Beautiful Morning.
Young Rascals.
Number six, Cowboys to Girls.
The Intruders.
Number seven, Love is All Around.
The Troggs.
Number eight, The Unicorn.
The Irish Rovers.
Number nine, Young Girl.
Gary Puckett and Union Gap.
And number 10, Do You Know the Way to San Jose?
Deanne Orwick.
All right, do you want to see how far you go? You've already won.
Yeah.
All right, we stop it as soon as you miss. Number 11, Shooby Dooby Doo Da A.
Stevie Wonder.
Number 12, Cry Like a Baby.
The Box Tops.
13, Take Time to Know Her.
Percy Sledge.
14, Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing.
Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
15, Lady Madonna.
The Beatles.
16, Summertime Blues.
Blue Cheer.
17, I Got the Feeling.
James Brown.
Yeah, number 18, Funky Street.
Arthur Conley.
Number 19, Money Money.
Tommy James and the Shondells.
Number 20, Like to Get to Know You.
Spanky and Our Gang.
21, Ain't No Way.
Wait a minute, Ain't No Way, Ain't No Way. Aretha Franklin.
22, She's Looking Good.
Wilson Pickett.
23, Soul Serenade.
Wait a minute. Soul Serenade. It's an instrumental.
Yes, it is.
Soul Serenade.
It was on the High label.
Wait a minute. I know it ain't Kurt Noble. And I know it ain't Young Hold Unlimited.
It's on the High label.
Okay.
That takes it out of Chicago and puts it in Memphis, at least for the record label.
Yeah, it's a Chicago artist.
Why would you think that?
I don't know.
Actually, I would tend to agree with you. I was just curious why you'd think it.
Soul Serenade, because I remember hearing it, but I can't remember.
Well, there's something else to know about that, actually. And that is that it was also the backing track for a vocal.
Oh, let me hear it.
Well, no, it doesn't work like that. But no, he was from Memphis.
Wait a minute. Oh, man, it ain't the guy that invented the soul student.
No, of course not. It's not a Stax product. It was on High. I'll say it again.
Okay. Not King Curtis.
No, obviously not King Curtis.
I'm trying to think now.
And this is a Memphis guy, not a Chicago guy.
Okay, King Curtis was prevented.
Never mind. But no, you have to be thinking Memphis all the way around on this.
Oh, okay, I have to think Memphis.
You have to think Memphis. But I have a feeling we're going to call an end here because you just couldn't quickly name Willie Mitchell.
Oh, my God.
All right, Mitchell. But you won. Hang on, don't go away. All right, absolutely right. That was pretty darn good. I'll tell you what, I was impressed by that. So we'll put David on hold. He got a lot further before stumbling than the rest of you usually do. So that is good. So yes, Willie Mitchell. Yes, Soul Serenade. All right, now we've got Tommy's a first-time caller. I'm going to do this right before the news. Otherwise, he'll be waiting too long and he'll hang up. I know it. So Tom is in Illinois. Tom, welcome to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you, Riley. Hey, I want to take a whack at your trivia question.
Good.
About all the percentages. Yeah, I think that the answer would be that they're listening to the radio.
I love that answer. It's not right, but it's a wonderful answer.
Okay, well, I'll listen. Somebody will get it.
I hope so, and I hope you'll call me again. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, good deal. So good to meet Tom. And we have two more hours of this. Hopefully we will hear from you. Remember, everybody knows something about something, so strut your stuff coming up on WGN Radio.
Hey, girl, with sunlight in your hair. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It hurts me so to see you standing there. Oh, 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 Sandy. You laugh and run away. You just don't care. Oh, your kiss was warmer than the sun. Oh,
WGN Radio, I'm Riley James. Well, that's a gift. Will it lead you to the theme? That's the question. All right, because the song itself won't, but we'll see. All right, the Austin contingency checks in. First, we'll go to Gary, who heard one bumper he knows. So, Gary, what'd you hear you know?
I heard the Ripcords.
Absolutely. Actually. Yes, Gone from 1963 on Columbia. You're absolutely right. Well, good.
When I was a little kid, somebody gave me that album for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I knew that one.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was almost a hit, and you are a winner. Don't go away.
Okay, great.
All right, good deal. So now we put Gary on hold, and we go to the other half of Austin. Fran, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Ronnie and the Daytonas.
Yeah, I knew you'd know that. In fact, when I picked it out, I said, oh, Fran will know this. All right. All right. So what's the theme?
I have no idea.
All right. Well, you will, I'm sure. But hang
I'll,
on.
I'll
you,
keep listening.
Yes, you are a winner. And if it's slow,
all
call
right.
back for lyrics. Don't go away. All right.
Okay.
So, good deal. All right. So we put Fran on hold because she knows her Ronnie and the Daytonas. Indeed. And that was an almost hit for them. It was on Mala, 1965. And I liked it, too. All right. So let's see. Ray in Chicago. All right. So, Ray, it says forgotten request. I probably did. What was it?
Well, this is Ray.
Oh, okay. Right, Ray, sorry about that. What was the request?
The request was the Five Stair Steps of Danger, She's a Saint.
I played it right after we talked.
Oh, well, this is about two weeks ago.
Yes, 2 weeks ago, we hung up the phone and I played Danger, She's a Stranger. Were you listening?
Yeah.
Well, I played, but I'll tell you what, I like it, so I'll play it again tomorrow night.
Okay, and then I have another one that stays in my head by the Jimmy Dorsey Band, So Rare.
Oh, yeah, that was a huge hit. All right, I'll play them both.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I'm glad you called back because, yeah, I played Danger, She's a Stranger. We even talked about the Five Stair Steps, but I'll be happy to play it again.
Thank you very much.
All right, good deal. Thanks for calling back.
All right.
All right, good deal. Yeah, don't you twist my arms. That'll be tomorrow night. Love the Five Stair Steps. And let's see. Cindy called back. All right, Cindy's back. And I think she's working on our question, which I have thrown out there. And here we are. You ready? 44% of American women, 29% of American men, 91% of South Koreans of both gender, and less than 35% of Japanese of either gender are doing this as we speak. Doing what? Cindy, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, I thought leasing cars?
Nope, not even close.
Okay, well, I hope it's not vaping.
Vaping? No, it's not vaping.
All right.
All right, thanks for trying.
Okay, the other thing is I was going to go to Home Depot for my plant, my flowers for the balcony, and something told me to go to Pesci's. It's like the real upscale, you know, flower place in the Chicago area. And they, you know, I was like, I asked where the cucumber plants were, and they had 4 different varieties that you could plant on the balcony in a pot, because normally you plant them in the ground to get, like, good results.
Uh-huh.
So I'm real happy, you know, pretty soon, I'm, you know, in Chicago, you just got to use common sense. Don't plant your plants until after Memorial Day. You know, this year everyone did, and now it's too cold again.
Uh-huh. I can't even begin to join in this conversation, but the only thing I can say is I hope it's a sunny balcony.
Yeah, it is. And all then right. The other thing, what was I going to say? I forgot.
All right, well, you'll think of it again, I'm sure. Talk to you later. Thanks. All right, so 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. All right, I can see that we're going to do World War II with James on the south side, and we're also going to have another bumper stumper coming up, but yes, I got more World War II books just for James. All right, so I'll pick out a question, and meanwhile, in moments, you will hear yet another bumper stumper, yeah. And the group has something in common with every other group that we're playing, not the song in particular. All right, so it's confusing as hell, I know, but, you know, the prices are worthless, and plus, if you know the artist, it's good enough. So, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Heaven knows when. I hope you're well. Who can tell, dear Anne?
Dear Anne,
I'm writing this letter to let you know that I still adore you and miss you. For 3 years I've shed a tear for you, dear Anne.
So who is that? One of my favorite groups in the 50s and 60s, and this was the 60s, actually. So who are they? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, as far as information I can give you, it came out in 1962 on Panworld. Yeah, how many records can you name on Panworld? All right, so with that in mind, we're going to World War II, but before we do, I'll remind you that in addition to our bumper stumpers, I got a question in play. 44% of American women, 29% of American men, 91% of South Koreans of either gender, and 35% of those in Japan, either gender, are doing this right now. Doing what? All right, so James on the south side, welcome back to WGN Radio.
How are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Always.
I'm going to take a few shots at this question. Okay, we got a speaker. Okay, they're doing this right now, and this would be in their time zone, obviously.
Yeah.
So
I don't think. By the way, I don't think it would matter.
Okay, I'm going to say. Okay, I would say maybe take a bath.
Next.
Let's see. Have okay. Eat.
Nope. Next.
Okay. I'm gonna say. Communicate with friends or relatives.
Nope. Three more.
Okay.
That
won't make sense.
All right. If you think of something else, you can call me later.
Yeah.
All right, good. So we'll do our World War II question?
Yeah.
All right. So many people, including the leader of the Soviet Union, that was Joseph Stalin at the time, and FDR, supported this plan. They saw it as a better version of the Treaty of Versailles, one that could truly stop Germany from rising up in rebellion. When the plan got out to the Germans, they were furious. They hadn't even lost the war yet, and already the Americans were making plans to annex and divide them. What was the plan?
I've heard of this, but I've forgotten this one.
You'll kick yourself. I'll give you a hint. He was Secretary of the U.S. Treasury when he came up with this plan.
I know, because this guy also was a key factor in the Lend-Lease thing, too.
Well, a lot of things, including how to fund Social Security. This guy was big, and he was he was from New York City.
Yeah.
How soon we forget.
Because this guy was, in fact, some thought he was socialist.
Yeah, I understand that, because he very often was saying, I don't pay enough taxes and we should tax the rich. So, yes, people did think he was socialist. You're right. He was of Jewish extraction, and he was born and raised in New York City.
Yeah, and I can, it doesn't start with T.
No, it does. It doesn't start with T. There's a T in it if we're playing Hangman, but no.
There's no T in Hangman.
You're right.
So, but there is an H, and I think his H is his first letter.
It isn't.
It is
not his last name.
Okay, Harry.
It's not Harry anything.
Oh, and
give up.
Yeah.
Henry Morgenthau.
Yeah,
Henry Morgenthau Jr. Yeah, he was big, like I say.
You got
Lend-Lease right. Also, of course, the Morgenthau Plan. And like I say, here, the United States and Soviet Union, they all thought this was great. And then the German got wind of it and said, how dare you? We haven't even lost yet.
Yeah, and ironically, a form of that plan did come to pass.
Well, you're right. It did later. But what's interesting is that when the Germans discovered it, that was the best PR tool they could have ever had. It was propaganda fodder. It convinced soldiers who were otherwise worn out to fight to the death so it wouldn't happen.
Yeah, and so what they should probably have done is kept that plan to themselves.
Well, I think they, I don't think they announced it as far as that goes. So I don't know precisely how the Germans, and of course the memorandum was called Suggested Post-Surrender Program for Germany. I don't know how it leaked.
I think there was a great line that was once said between diplomats that said, okay, gentlemen always open each other's mail.
Yeah, right. Well, you're absolutely right. You put it down in writing, it's over. So, yes. Henry wrote a book, actually, Germany is Our Problem. Yeah, well, the plan was his problem. All right, so we'll talk to you later.
Okay,
thanks.
I will call back.
I'm counting on it. All right, good deal. Yeah, because let's dispense of this question again. We have, at any given time, doesn't matter, currently 44% of American women, 29% of American men, 91% of South Koreans of both sexes, and less than 35% of Japanese of either sex are doing this. All right, doing what? 888-876-5593. Now we've got our bumper stumpers, and we've had a couple of guesses there. That's great. We knocked off Ronnie and the Daytonas, and we knocked off the Ripcords, but that's it so far. And we've played five of them. We will play play six here after the news, and maybe you'll get that. And if not, of course, we'll reveal them all. If you know the theme, that's great. Again, the theme actually does not pertain to each one of the records, but it does pertain to the groups as far as that goes. Now, some of the records it would pertain, many of the records it wouldn't, all of the groups it would. And that is clear as mud. So I suggest you pick your own category. And I'm game for absolutely anything. And everybody has some excessive knowledge about something. You bored your friends and family, now it's time for it to pay off. Though it won't pay off much because the prizes are worthless. Eventually you get something. It's taken years. Other things have been happening. But you get a certificate, and that's a lot of fun. Everything else, well, it might, and you get something for each win. It might be a CD or a DVD or a tabloid or something. But you get I got a lot of People magazines. You might wind up getting one of those. But something, whatever it is, as long as it doesn't increase the postage exponentially. First, I was going to send you all books. And then I said, wait a minute. It's expensive mailing it as it is. We're not going to do that. All right, but maybe a couple, and that's the deal. So we have another hour and a half of Monday Night Trivia, and your turn to play is coming up next. All you got to do is get to the phone, 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH on WGN Radio.
Oh, I dreamed a jukebox played the day I died. A million rock and rollers softly cry, and they all drop shiny dimes in my coffin, remembering the times which were often. They rock and roll to a big, big record of mine. Oh, I dreamed the day I died a jukebox played, and upon my chest a golden record lay. And while a stompin' and a strolling, there was a going on. All the cats are wailing, the goddess is gone. Oh, I dreamed the jukebox played the day I died. And while I lay in state, I could have flipped my lid. Do you know what I dreamed the jockeys went and did? They bought up all my records in each and every town. Simultaneously, I dreamed the jukebox played the day I died, and a million rock and rollers softly cried. And while it's popping and it's calling, now what's it going on? All the
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. And there you have it. That is your sixth bumper stumper. Yeah, and who are they? Yes, and you absolutely know this group. No doubt about it. So there's your bumper stumpers, and of course, our question. My question, anyway. 44% of American women, 29% of American men, 91% of South Koreans of both genders, and less than 35% of Japanese of either gender are doing this as we speak. Doing what? All right, so that's my question. But remember, you don't recognize my bumper stumpers. You have no idea what the question might be. You can have your own category, and there is no one alive who doesn't excel at a bunch of knowledge about something, and we leave it wide open. So anything at which you have some expertise, ask for a question, and we'll give it to you. And again, the prizes are worthless. You're doing it for the fun of it, but I am delighted that you are. Next new moon, by the way, comes up Monday, May 26th. So that is a week from today at 10:02 p.m. Central. So right in the 10 o'clock news before my show starts next Monday. And the next full moon, Wednesday, June 11th. All right, so those are the moon deals. If you're writing the prosperity checks for the new moon, now you know a week from today. All right, various groups proclaim various days in various fashions. Today is May Ray Day. I have utterly no idea what that might be, May Ray Day. Tomorrow, however, is, it could have been today, I'm not sure here, a Devil's Food Cake Day. Yeah, no, I'm willing to celebrate that. I don't know about you. Also, tomorrow is Be a Millionaire Day. Oh, wouldn't I like to try? It's also Quiche Lorraine Day. I have no idea. National Streaming Day, Rescue Dog Day, National Pick Strawberries Day. Well, it is National Strawberry Month, don't you know? All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Karen is in Chicago. Thanks for calling, Karen.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I want to try that last bumper. I may be wrong, but I think it's the four preps.
It is not, but you're right. It's certainly a well-known 50s wimpy white group, no doubt about it.
Couldn't be the four lads, could it?
It's not the four anyones.
Okay, then I'm wrong. Okay, I would like to take a guess at the trivia.
Okay.
I'm going to go with martial arts.
Oh, that's nice. That's not right, but that's a very nice guess.
Oh, well, hey, you can't win them all. Thanks so much, Raleigh.
Well,
you have a great
calling.
Night.
I appreciate it. Thank you for calling. All right, so that's the deal there. Oh, I got an email asking about the mosquito bites. All right, I'll tell you. So, I didn't think that much of it off the air, and I found this this hydrocortisone cream that really worked. And I had hesitated using it because I remember the last time I used it, my skin turned brown and sloughed off. But this time, I've got it in the other room. I don't even remember what it's called, but I said, oh, I'll throw caution to the wind and use it. So it actually was very helpful on the hand. But, you know, while I was on the air, I noticed my feet were really itching, and I sort of ignored it. And I ignored it that night. In fact, I didn't take my socks off, but they were pretty itchy. Yeah, you probably know what's coming. So the next morning, I take off a sock. John takes one look and screams. And the whole top of my foot was blood red, period. And he said, did you scratch that? And I said, I'm sorry to say I did not. Because had I, it would have made sense. But it was just a reaction to beat the band. And so the other foot, which didn't react quite as much, but I got to be the first person who gets mosquito bites on the bottom of their feet. They kind of sequentially itched, you know, for a while one would, then another would. So got out the handy-dandy cream. My skin did not fall off. And that's right. Yeah, I watched. And yeah, it was about 10 years ago, actually, that I used it. And literally from my wrist to my elbow, I slathered it on, and the skin turned brown and sloughed off. And I thought, oh, God. But at this time, it seemed to have remained on my body. So the bottom line is I feel just fine right now. Now, I will say that Friday, I had a headache, and I was tired, and all that. I mean, it just got to me. So that was Skeeter syndrome, but the end result was it's fine, except there were some other things I was taking, and, you know, you never know about the side effects until you're taking it for a while. And so one of the side effects to one of these drugs was insomnia. So John says, well, just take another Atarax. All right. Yeah, so yet another, well, the bottom line today is I don't know where I am. I'm bouncing off the wall, but I have a feeling I'll sleep tonight. Either that or I will be staring at the walls, but mosquito issue is over. Yes, so Skeeter syndrome lives. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh, and Fran is in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. Next time you get a mosquito bite, put apple cider vinegar on there.
You know, I've tried that. But, you know, the problem is this is an absolute allergy. So it is my body deciding that all hell has broken loose and it will fight it every way it can.
But I'd like to answer your question.
Good.
Are they using CP machines to fall asleep?
Oh, no, that's a nice guess. No, they're not. My God, that would be a big number, wouldn't it? But no.
Yes, it would be.
Nope, it's not. But thank you for calling.
Great.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, indeed. Last few nights, I would be willing to do anything to try to fall asleep. Now, of course, I assume I'm going to do it on my own. But, oh, man. Yeah, anybody who says it's the science of medicine, forget about that. It's the art of medicine, and we do not have any artisans left. That's really what it's come down to. So James calls back with a bunch of guesses, and I'm grateful for that. All right, so guess one.
Okay, brush the teeth.
No.
Take a vacation.
By the way, let me back up and say, 44% of American women and 29% of American men, I hope a lot more than that, are brushing their teeth.
Yeah, I said, well, I figured, well, just throw it out there.
I'll go with 91% of South Koreans, but less than 35% of Japanese. No, not brush their teeth. Next.
Okay. Let's see now. Take a vacation.
Nope.
Enjoy a sauna.
Nope.
Okay. Entertain themselves at like go to an entertainment venue.
Nope.
They take a nap doing work.
No, I hope not. And one more big finish.
Okay, they go sightseeing.
Talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. All right. So 888-876-5593. Karen has called back with a bumper guess. Okay, Karen, what'd you hear?
Well, I must be losing my mind. I'm going with the crew cuts.
No, it is not the crew cuts.
And not the Brothers Four.
Not the Brothers Four. And by the way, this particular group, I guarantee you, you can name one giant record they did. I could name several, but there's one giant one you could name.
Well, the only one I can think of is the Association.
Well, that'd be about 10 years later.
Oh, well, sorry, I tried.
All right, thanks, appreciate it.
Thank
all right.
You.
Yeah. Back then, I don't think the Association had formed, but they formed originally as The Men and then changed their name to the Association later. But it's not them. So 888-876-5593. We got one more bumper stumper this half hour. Ooh, I like that song, too. All right, so, and then four more next hour, so maybe you'll get plenty of chances to get more of them. And who knows, maybe you'll even come up with a theme. A timely theme it is, I'll have you know. And if you get my question, that's great. We'll keep them coming. But the best part is, have your own category. Sky is the limit on that. Everybody knows something about something. So strut your stuff right here, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
I've been gone, a long, tall man with a red coat on. Trifling, baby, are you doing me wrong? Who you been loving since I've been gone? Ooh. Who you been loving since I've been gone? Who's been a playing around with you? A real cool cat with eyes of blue. Good for nothing, baby, why can't you be true? Who's been a-playing around with you? Oh, who's been a-playing around with you? Somebody saw you at the break of day, dancing and a-dining at the Calvary. He was long and tall, he had plenty of cash. He had a red Cadillac and a black mustache. He held your hand and he sang you a song. Oh, who you been loving since I've been gone? Oh, who you been loving since I've been gone?
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Well, 1957 on Imperial, who was it? 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. Cleveland Dennis got a bumper guess. All right, Cleveland Dennis, what do you think you heard?
I heard the horn from the Beep Beep song by the Playmates, and that's my guess.
You're absolutely right. It was the Playmates doing The Day I Died, 1959 on Roulette.
And I never heard that before.
Oh, well, I don't know what to tell you. it shorted. All right. Hang on. Don't go away. All right. So we have a winner, The Day I Died, The Playmates. Yeah. Drop those dimes into that coffin. All right. So 888-876-5593. Jimmy P. on the South Side. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. I got the song I was going to guess. By the Playmates. But anyhow, I'm going to make it quick. My daughter called me from California. She heard a group called Sacred Soul. Have you heard of them?
Yeah.
I haven't heard of them. She sent me a tape. I think they're fantastic.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about them?
Very, very little.
they got the 60s sound down pat, I swear to God.
Yeah.
I thought maybe you heard them.
Yeah, and they've been around a few years, and I think that it was originally the Sacred Souls. They did the Midnighters, THEE.
Oh.
You know, so that's the way it was, and they were I think they had an album, The Story to Tell, I think. So yeah, but I'll play something, and that I think came out 2022. I think that's about the first time I heard of them. So,
right, and actually, I got a six pack if you play them.
Okay, let's hear it.
All right, number one is The Way You Dog Me Around by the Diablos.
Oh, yes.
Hey You by the Imaginations.
Okay.
Do What You Wanna Do by Five Flights Up.
Yes.
And then one for Scotty. Baby, It's You by the Spaniels.
Oh, yes.
How many is that?
Four.
How about Brenda by the Cupids?
Okay.
And I got a list here. I Don't Want to Hear It Anymore by Jerry Butler.
Oh, yes, yes. A wonderful song.
Beautiful.
Yes.
So.
Okay.
All right.
We'll do it.
I just tuned in about 20 minutes ago, but I haven't heard of any of the other bumpers.
Well, you would have recognized a couple of them so far, but let me see what's coming up, and I'll give you your odds here.
Hey, listen, I hear it in your voice. I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you. I hope I am, too. I appreciate that. Thank you. We'll get all six of them on, I promise.
Okay, thank you,
all right,
Raleigh.
Good deal. So, I think that he would have... Well, especially Dear Anne. Yeah, I'm sure he would have known that. But anyway, 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. Ooh, we're going to do some lyrics with Fran. Indeed, don't go away. That'll be fun. All right. Gail in Michigan, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Hi, Gail.
It's hard for me to call you because I have to get up in the middle of the night.
Oh, no. We don't want that.
Well, how else am I going to call you?
Yeah, I know, but sleep is sacred. Even if you never called again, if you could sleep, I'd go for it.
Yeah, but I sleep more than anybody in the whole world. So
I'm jealous.
I love to sleep. Mm-hmm. Anyway, there's somebody who I have, you know, I like all these different obscure people that a lot of whom you know about. In fact, you just mentioned the Spaniels.
Yeah.
Well, they perform around here all the time.
That's great.
In Michigan, where I live. But, okay, I want to talk to about Oscar Brown Jr.
Discoverer of the Jackson 5.
No.
Yeah.
Oscar Brown.
Yeah, he did. No, he was a civil rights guy, but he discovered the Jackson 5.
And he wrote a bunch of unbelievable lyrics, and what a performer.
Yeah.
And he wrote a very famous jazz song called Hey Daddy, What That There?
Yeah.
And What That... Okay, you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. No, he did a lot of things. Mahalia Jackson recorded some of his stuff and a bunch of other people, too. But, I mean, this guy was huge. His father wanted him to be a lawyer, and he wasn't having it. And, he was from Englewood, but I know he went to University of Wisconsin, but that'd be Madison. But he was considered the world's first black newscaster. I don't know if it's true, but that was the deal. And he was a public relations guy, and, he ran for office.
He had the first all black musical on Broadway.
Yeah.
It was called Mr. Kicks.
Right. And he published like over 125 songs. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. The news is coming up, and we'll talk more about him right after the news. Stay right where you are. And that's where we'll pick it up. Sure, he did so many things. And we will talk about that. We'll do lyrics and a lot more next hour right here on WGN Radio.
Mustang Sally, I think you better slow your Mustang down. Mustang Sally, now baby, think you better slow Mustang down. To put your big feet on the ground. All you wanna do is ride around, baby, just
ride, Sally, ride.
All you wanna do is ride around, baby, just
ride, Sally, ride.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and third hour of Monday Night Trivia, a lot going on, and firstly, who is this? Yeah, it's the original, it's what Wilson Pickett was thinking of when he did it, but this is the guy who wrote it, 1965, on Blue Rock. All right, so we'll get back to Gail here in a moment, but also want to mention what's coming up. We're going to do lyrics from Fran and charts from Chad. All right, Chad's checking in. This is a good day. Mark in Aurora wants to do charts. Laura in Willowbrook, of course, music from Oklahoma. She always gets that right because there's only so much you can ask. And Boyer wants 70s country, so all that is coming up. Now, Gail had mentioned Oscar Brown Jr., and I mentioned that he, of course, discovered the Jackson 5, which is true, by the way. What it was a talent show in Gary, and they were on, and he was so knocked out by him, he called Berry Gordy, who kind of said, so what? But nonetheless, he was the first. But that said, his accomplishments are so much more, but he was a songwriter. And one of the things you might not know that he wrote, because it was more than a decade later that anybody else heard it, Al Wilson made it a hit. But originally, Oscar Brown Jr., the Snake.
On her way to work one morning down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Poor thing, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you.
Yeah, I thought it was a great song, but like I said, it wasn't until Al Wilson did it that anybody ever heard of it. But he wrote a lot of lyrics to a lot of songs, and one of them, and it was on that Sin and Soul album, that a lot of people covered, and including Herb Alpert, but I thought was just terrific when he came up with the Work song.
Breaking rocks on a chain gang, breaking rocks and serving my time. Breaking rocks, I tell, on a chain gang, cause I've been convicted of crime. Hold it steady right there while I hit it. Yeah, I reckon that ought to get it. Been working and working, but I still got so terrible long to go. I commit the crime, Lord, I need it. I'm a being hungry and poor.
Yeah, just terrific. And there was another one that the Manhattan Transfer covered that Eddie Jefferson. I loved Eddie Jefferson as far as that goes. Yeah, Benny's from Heaven might be my fave. But with Janine, that became well known probably more than anything thanks to the Manhattan Transfer. But originally, that was Oscar Brown Jr. I'll let you hear a little bit if I could do that, and I'm not sure I can. But let's see if that's because I got it all on this computer, and I wasn't exactly looking for Oscar Brown Jr. records until Gail called. But yeah, Janine, I think this is Janine.
Last time I saw Janine, she looked just like a royal queen.
Yeah, and that's also on Oscar Jr. Tells It Like It Is, and just a terrific album if you want to hear that. But back to Gail in Michigan, and
I told you I'm a Chicagoan. I'm just over the. Okay, I grew up in the South Side. My friend's brother had a garage band. And I was about 12 years old, and he asked me if he took us to see Oscar Brown Jr., who was playing at the Meadows Club at Lake Meadows housing project. I saw him, and I freaked.
Yeah.
The best performer I have still ever seen.
Yeah.
He used to be on Steve Allen.
Well, and Dave Garroway, too, on Today. In fact, all the songs from you mentioned Kicks and Company were on the Today Show to promote it. Sure, of course.
And no one ever talks about him anymore. And I know, I mean, he was a poet. Let's face it.
Oh, yeah. No, his lyrics to so many jazz songs were terrific. And, of course, other things as well. But, yes, that's why I wanted to play a few of them. So, yeah, I thought he was terrific.
And he also, in Chicago, in order for kids to get off the streets and stop committing crimes, like this was in the 60s, he did a big show at McCormick Place that he wrote and directed, starring all these kids from Chicago. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And also, he had a show called Joy.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was a live show. And he did a lot of Brazilian music with a guy named
Savuca.
Savuca.
Savuca, yeah. He was an accordionist.
And I saw them in person and also Luis Enrique.
Yeah.
Does that ring a bell?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I love him.
I don't blame you. I'm glad you brought him up, because he hasn't been mentioned in a while. But, you know, everybody remembers things like The Snake, but they don't have any idea that Oscar Brown Jr. wrote it.
And songs that a lot of jazz singers sing, like he wrote that song, Dat Dare, about his son, who unfortunately got killed on Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah.
I saw him at the Green Mill, and his son was all grown up and playing the drums. And his daughter, Maggie Smith,
Nat Smith, Maggie Brown.
Right, Maggie Brown.
Is a sing in Chicago. And he was the greatest. And I knew that you would know who it was.
Oh, sure, absolutely. And you know, he was also in, it wasn't a hit, but it was the first all-black soap opera. It was called Bird of the Iron Feather. And that was 1970.
Wow.
Yeah, so, no, on and on it goes.
Wow.
And, yeah, that Steve Allen show, the thing he produced was Jazz Scene USA, and, yeah, that was big. A number of things. And what I want you to do, Monday nights we usually move quickly because it's trivia, but on other nights I could spend a lot of time talking about this stuff. So Tuesday through Thursday, call, and we'll talk about anything you want.
Oh, okay. I will. Okay.
All right. Sleep
Thank
well.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for calling.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. All right. So,
okay.
Always good to hear from Gail. And yes, if for some reason you don't know Oscar Brown, you should. Oscar Brown Jr., who pretty much did it all. But yeah, his lyrics were phenomenal. So glad we thought about this. Now, speaking of lyrics, Fran called when nobody else did, and bless her for that. God knows. And she wants 1964 lyrics. So how's it going, Fran?
Oh, that's going okay. Yeah. I don't need to win anything for this. I'm just doing it because you're...
Oh, absolutely.
Things are kind of
right.
Slowing down. And
yeah, it was slow. It's fast now, but it was slow. And God love you. You know, that's just the best. I'm so glad people take pity on me like you, because tonight I can use it more than you know.
Oh, I've had those nights. Believe me, I understand.
Yeah, you know, it's
not getting enough sleep is just miserable sometimes.
Well, right. And when two medicines collide, you know, that's when your body just says, what? You know, and I think now my body is going through what? Yeah, so...
Been there.
Yep, exactly.
There, that.
That's right. Oh, boy. All right, 1964, you'll get this. It's Wimpy White, but you're still going to get it. You are the song within my soul, a melody that can't grow old.
Oh, no.
I've known for long.
Oh, man, I'm losing my lyric chops here.
A flame to stay within me yearning. It's just for you I want to live. It's just to you my heart I give. I'll always be your slave, my darling, through the coming years. There were some times when I was doubtful. Why do I know these words? I'm doubtful about that. Of this new love affair. Yeah, God. And
why don't I? Yeah, that's what I'm doubtful about.
I'm admitting it on 50,000 watts. Oh, my God. But now my mind is no more doubtful. I found my heaven with the help of a prayer. And that's where it goes into the, you are the song within my soul, a melody that can't grow old. I've known for long. And then the title.
I'm not getting it.
All right, if I play it, you'll get it instantly. And, of course, thank God, thank God you can't come here and hit me, because you would. All right, I guarantee you, you would. But, yeah, I saw this and I thought, oh, Wimpy White, but she's going to know it. And you do know the lyrics, obviously. Yes, oh, gosh. I have many different versions, but let's try to play the one that was actually played on the radio. That wasn't it. All right, let me... Oh, God. This is truly... I know I've got it here, whether I want it or not. All right, here we go. Yes, 1964. All together now. Here we go. It's going to be the title.
You are my special angel?
My heart belongs to all.
I knew you would. Yeah, it opens with the damn title. So.
Yeah, right. But it's like when I heard ding 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 ding, I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. That sounds very familiar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I'm gonna have to do something, man. My this is the third one I got wrong.
Oh no. Well, I guess I'm just getting better at picking them because you know most of them. That's for sure. But that was one, you know, the thing that Bobby Vinton or whoever at Epic used to produce him did was they would make him do all these pop standards. And that was a June Christie song.
Oh, I have to say, the last one you gave me, I think, was a Bobby Vinton as well. Now I know why I didn't know the last two, because I cannot stand him.
Yeah.
I cannot. It's like... You know, can you slide a little bit more? Okay.
Well, the only thing I can say is at least he brought back songs I liked by other people that otherwise would have been forgotten.
Yeah, I like There I Said It Again.
That is a good song. But that, too,
and I don't even mind his version of it.
Yeah.
Not that I want you to play it or anything like that. I wouldn't, you know, but...
No. No, absolutely. But yeah, that was also a 40s song. And I think Vaughn Monroe was the big artist on that.
I love that kind of stuff anyway.
Yeah, Jimmy Dorsey did it, you know, the Modern Heirs. So I know a lot of people did it. Yeah, and I sort of like the fact that at least he brought back, you know, songs that we otherwise would, for many people, never have heard.
That's true.
You know.
That's true.
Unfortunately, it was him doing it. Yes.
I told Gary earlier, I said, because I don't care for Dean Martin either, because he slides all over the place, and I said, Bobby Venton and you know, they should have a sliding contest.
Yeah. See, well, you know,
can slide.
Actually, you probably would like the Mickey Gilley version of There I've Said It Again.
Oh, okay.
So I'll have to write that down and play that for you. But yeah, Mickey Gilley did a pretty nice version of that.
And I have one more request.
Okay.
Could you play What You Know Joe by Joe Stafford, the Joe
Stafford
version?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite version of that. And then Have a Happy Landing.
Okay.
I think it's called Have a Happy Landing, or is it just called Happy Landing?
Happy Landing. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let me write down your name so we remember so that I remember who requested it. All right. Good deal. Well, thanks for calling. I really appreciate it.
Okay. I'll try lyrics next time.
Bye. Oh, yes. I'm looking forward to it. All right. So, I promise, no more Bobby Vinton. We're done with Bobby Vinton. All right. All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
In fact, I will say that we'll reject all Bobby, so there will be no Bobby V either. Though some of the production on those records were very good. All right. So, Chad, I can't wait to talk to Chad. We'll get to Chad. And we got Mark. Charts are coming up. And Jim wants Big Bang Trivia. And Boyer wants his country from the 70s. All right. Well, all that and more is coming up on WGN Radio.
Your dream. You're riding in a long black limousine. The papers told of how you lost your life. The party and the fatal crash that night. The race upon the curve you didn't see, and now you're in that long black limousine.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, that's the guy who wrote it. It wasn't the first person to record it, but the first person who recorded it was Wynn Stewart in 1958, and the label never released it. So this guy released his own song in 1961 on Crest Records, of all things. Yeah, Crest and Isner, the label. People like Prince Patridge, How Come My Dog Don't Bark When You Come Round? Yeah, all that kind of stuff. All right, so 888-876-5593. Chad in Louisville, welcome back. Where have you been, Chad?
I know you only got about a minute for a station break.
Well, that's all right. Plenty of things happen after the break. Let's start with where have you been?
I had some health problems with anemia, bruising, and leg swelling and all that fun stuff. Mm. But I've gotten it straightened out now, as far as I can tell. I'm like you, the medicines sometimes interact with each other. And
exactly.
Maybe sleep 3 or 4 hours, yeah.
All right, well, hang on, and we'll hear more of it, and I'll do charts with you. Don't go away. All right, so great to know that Chad is still among the living. That's right. Why should I have to suffer alone? All this and more coming up on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, 1969 on Epic. So who is that? All right, and how does that fit in our theme? Now, we're back to Chad in Louisville, who is still among the land of the living, and we are grateful for that. So, all right. So we're
thankfully I am among the land of the living, yes.
Yes, and I am thankful for that, even though on some days you're probably not.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, right now I'm sitting on the front porch with my old transoceanic listening on WGN, and you're coming in just fine down here in Louisville.
All right. Well, good. Glad to
great,
hear.
Those were great radios, I tell you. They don't make them like that.
Oh, I know. And, you know, Zenith was terrific, and I love that Royal series of those little transistors like the 265 and 275, 285. They were
just
the best.
Yeah.
And
they use high-quality components.
Yes.
They didn't skimp.
Yes.
You know, they didn't, and that's why their stuff, you know, when it was still made in Chicago, lasts forever.
Well, right. And, you know, that's also why Bob Crane, you know, wanted to do better, because after that, you know, the tuners of AM radio sections, you know, by the time the 80s rolled around, yeah, it was just like they didn't spend a nickel on them. So, yeah, he said, I can do better than this. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was horrible. I mean, it was like AM was just forgotten.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. It's sad. I did talk to Soraya today. She said to tell you hello.
Oh, good. How's Soraya doing?
Yeah. She's doing great. She's got a new job. Mm-hmm. Highest paying job she's ever had.
Isn't that nice?
Really? Yeah, she's doing really good. It's a daytime job, of course.
Right, right. So we'll never hear from her again. And I understand that, day people and all. But yeah, I get it.
Well, we laugh with each other about you. I said, I think Raleigh's ageless. I said, she'll just be around forever.
No. Not if I have anything to say about it. Jeez, I'll tell you what. Yeah.
God.
Yeah,
but I'll call you tomorrow or Wednesday night. We'll talk tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I know tonight's trivia, and I want to do charts and keep the show moving along.
All right. Well, let's look at charts for this week in 1970. All right.
All righty.
Number one. It was a double-sided hit, and you know both of them, American Woman and No Sugar Tonight.
Oh, yeah. Guess who?
Yes. Yep. Number two, Vehicle.
Ides of March.
Absolutely. Yep. Should have been a rap record. You know, I'm a friendly stranger from the black sedan. I want you to hop inside my car. Got pictures, got candy. I'm a lovable man. I could see that. A call and response, absolutely. But they missed their calling.
I'm surprised it never got remade.
Right, exactly, because it is. It's just perfect call and response rap record. Number three, Turn Back the Hands of Time.
Tyrone Davis?
Of course. Number four.
Yeah.
Everything is Beautiful.
Ray Stevens.
Yes. Yeah. Number five, Cecilia.
Simon and Garfunkel, yeah.
Number six, Let It Be.
The Beatles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number seven, Love on a Two-Way Street.
Oh, I found Love on a Two-Way Street.
And Lost It on a Lonely Highway.
Lonely Highway. Oh, my God. I can't think who did that. Oh, my God. That's driving me nuts now.
All right. Well,
I don't know. I have to say, I don't know.
Oh, The Moments.
Oh, of course, The Moments. Yeah. God, I feel stupid.
Number eight, Up Around the Bend and Run Through the Jungle.
Oh, yeah. Creedence Clearwater Revival, yeah.
Number nine, ABC.
Oh, you're just talking about them. Jackson 5.
Yes. And number 10, Reflections of My Life.
Marmalade.
Yes, and we have a winner.
Yeah, I like their follow-up better, Rainbow. It didn't do much.
No, it didn't do anything. But, yes, I can understand that. All right. You are a winner. Hang on. We'll confirm that address, and I'm going to hold you to calling again this week.
I will, and I got a quick request.
Oh, okay. All right.
My favorite Betty Wright song, it wasn't her big hit, but it was big around here. He's Bad, Bad, Bad.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay.
Love it.
Yeah. I do. I agree. All right. You got it.
Yeah, it's a great song.
All right.
Thanks,
well, hang
Raleigh.
On. Don't go away. All right. So, absolutely. And so glad Chad's with us, and he will call later this week. All right. John and I, for the while, have been saying, what's happening with Tommy in Chicago? And, in fact, John even had me do a shout-out a couple nights, and we didn't hear from him. And so on the screen right now, it says, finally called, with lots of exclamation points. Tommy. So, all right, Tommy in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio. What have you been doing?
Hello, Raleigh. How are you? I'm back.
Yeah, where were you?
I've been listening, but I've been away on Mondays.
Okay.
Check in with you.
Okay.
Thanks for worrying about me. And I'm hoping you feel better.
Yeah, me too. All right. So, what's going on?
I've heard a bumper, Mac Rice. Did anyone get that one?
No,
yet?
You did just now. Sir Mac Rice. Absolutely. The original Mustang Sally.
Yeah. And then you played a country song, Long Black Veil. That's one of my favorites. Is that a standard?
No. You know, and no one's going to get it, so I will talk to you about this. But that's one of those records that tons of people have done. And like I say, the first person to ever record it was in 1958, Win Stewart, the guy who did It's Such a Pretty World Today. He recorded it. They didn't release it. So finally, 3 years later, the guy who wrote it, his name was Vern Stovall. And he recorded it on Crest. And most of the stuff I have on Crest is like gut bucket R&B, but here comes Long Back Limousine in 1961 on Crest, and that's Vern Stovall.
Yeah. Yeah. Win Stewart, what record label was that on? It was a Green record label.
Oh, he was...
Win Stewart.
Yeah, he was on a number of labels over the years. And
I haven't heard that name in years.
Oh, I know. I still have albums by him, amazing to admit, but... Yeah, let's see what that was. Well, like I say, that wasn't on anything because they didn't release it, and they should have. But at the time, let's see who the culprit was who didn't release it. Because I thought his version was actually pretty good. I could play it for you, but it was, okay. By that time, I see the problem. You know, he was on Capitol, but, and this is the big but, during the latter 50s, he was on Challenge, Gene Autry's label.
Yeah, I know the Challenge label.
Right. And
which one was green?
Yeah, it was green. Yeah, because the Capitol at the time was purple.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So
I mean,
it
folk, man.
Right. It was Challenge. So Another Day, Another Dollar. That was on Challenge. So he was a Capitol artist, and I don't know. I'd have to look it up to see why was he on Challenge for four different singles, but he was right in those years. So I assume that he recorded it for Challenge, and I'll bet you that Capitol got in the way somehow, and that was it.
All right. You know your stuff.
Well, not well enough, apparently, but yes, indeed. Hang on. You recognize Sir Matt Reich, so we'll add to your stash. Don't go away. All right. So. All right. Hang on. So, very good. Good to hear from Tommy. Now, let's put him on hold and do that. And that way, John can do that. All right, so 888-876-5593. Mark is in Aurora. How's it going, Mark?
Well, I had pizza and beer tonight, and in doing so, I tried a frozen pizza, which I hardly ever would do, but it was recommended to me. It's called Screamin' Sicilian, and it's not bad.
Was it frozen when you ate it? Or did you thaw it? Okay, you actually prepared it.
No.
All right.
Yes, I did. Right. And I even cut it with a brand new pizza cutter that I bought at Walmart.
Very nice, yes. All right, how many slices did you get out of that bad boy?
Well, I'll probably get 6 to 8.
Okay.
But there's still more than a third of it left.
Now, what's the brand again?
Yeah. Screamin' Sicilian.
Who makes it?
Screamin' Sicilian. I don't know of another
the names on the packages are almost never who actually makes these things. All right,
yeah,
so here we have Screamin' Sicilian.
And the beer that I had with it was pineapple upside down cake, believe it or
this
not.
This is amazingly inexpensive. I wonder what you ate.
The beer came from a brewery in Batavia, Illinois, called Energy City.
Okay.
It's near a bunch of windmills. That's why it's called Energy City.
Right, exactly. I get that.
All right.
So I'm looking
this
here
week
to see.
73.
Screamin' Sicilian is made by Palermo's. All right, well, that's not bad. They're from Wisconsin.
Oh,
and,
okay.
They make Connie's, and they make Urban Pie and Palermo's.
Yeah,
the person
who recommended it to me told me that it was from Wisconsin, and she and I went to a Bach cantata yesterday in River Forest at a Lutheran church, Lutheran Church, and we had a wonderful Sunday.
Well, good. And this is Wisconsin, and it was a family, and they swear they make the best frozen pizza. Well, all right. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. On most days, I bought
Supreme and Meat Lovers.
Very good. Yeah. Like I said, on most days, I'd be jealous. Today, none of it sounds good. Food doesn't sound good. But
I'm so sorry to hear that.
I'll get over it.
Well, you know you're ill when you don't like your best foods.
I know. Isn't it the truth? Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So we're going to do this week, May 19th, 1973.
73, yep.
All right. Number one, you are the sunshine of my life. The apple of
Stevie
my eye.
Stevie Wonder.
My nose. Yes, that's absolutely right. Number two, tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree.
Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Number three, Little Willie.
Sweet.
Yes, number four, Frankenstein.
Edgar Winter Group. I love that song.
Number five, Daniel.
Elton John.
Number six, My Love.
McCartney.
Number seven, Drift Away.
Dobie Gray.
Number eight, Stuck in the Middle with You.
Healer's Wheel.
Yes. Number nine, Pillow Talk.
Oh, Sylvia.
Yes, because no one else would record it. Nine. Number 10, Big Finish with Number 10. Oh, you know it, Wildflower.
Skylark.
Yes, absolutely. We have a winner. We'll see how far you go. Number 11,
yeah.
Reeling in the Years.
Steely Dan.
Number 12, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia.
The Carol Burnett Lookalike,
yes.
Vicki Lawrence.
Yes, no, and Wife of the Songwriter. Number 13, Hocus Pocus.
Hocus.
Yes. Number
Dutch
14.
Group. Dutch
yes.
Group.
Number 14, Daisy a Day.
I know what that song sounds like.
Yeah.
Judd Strunk.
Absolutely right. Number 15, Cisco Kid. Was a friend of mine.
War.
Yeah. All right. Funky Worm.
Ohio Players.
Yes. 17, Out of the Question.
out of the question. Could you play it?
Yeah, I'm going to have to because I see this written down here. I'm like, I don't remember this record, but and I was playing them at the time. All right, let's see what this is. Yeah, the suite was enough to make me want to never play another record again. All right, let's see.
Little Willie won't go home is code for this guy won't stop being horny.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. It's code for every 9-year-old in Miami, Florida will request it simultaneously.
Yeah.
We'll play Little Willie? Oh, go to hell. All right, so now here we go. Here is the song, Out of the Question.
Oh, Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Yes. Say you will and the next you
won't. Yeah, one Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Yeah, I do sort of remember that. Yeah, it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Yes, well, I do now.
But yes, you're absolutely right. And anything next to Little Willie sounds good, of course. But number 18. Oh, God. The Right Thing to Do. It is to your credit. It is to your credit if nothing's coming to mind. Well, if you make me.
Will you play it?
I guess I will, but I'll grit my teeth if I do. Let's see here.
It's one of those that I don't know by title, but I'm sure I'll know it if you play it.
Yeah, I'm afraid you will. Let's see. If I could spell it right, we'd actually get it quicker. Let's see here. yes, I'm sorry to say I have it. I was hoping I'd say, gee, it's not on this computer. We'll have to forego it. But no, it's here twice.
The right thing to do.
Yeah, you'll know
right
instantly. You will know. Right Time of the Night would be a fine record. No. This is anything but a fine record. Do you need more?
Oh, Carly Simon.
Yes, I'm afraid that's right. It's Carly Simon.
Yeah.
Number 19, Thinking of You. I knew there was a reason I hated 1973.
Will you play it?
Oh, that too? You hate me.
Yeah.
All right, let's see. Let me.
Yeah.
And what I did was when I put songs on this,
Thinking
I
of You.
Yeah, I recorded most everything that charted. All right, let's see. Oh, God.
Thinking of You.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll know it, but yes.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I'm afraid you will know this.
Oh, Loggins and Messina.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Loggins and Messina. Number 20. I'm going to love you just a little more, baby.
Oh, Barry White.
Yes,
and there's the rock and roll. A rock and roll song with a harpsichord.
Yeah, number 21, The Twelfth of Never.
Will you play it?
No, I don't have to. You know The Twelfth of Never. Who would remake that? What smarmy white group or singer they're from would make this?
Still play it.
Oh, God. I can't even spell.
Oh, wait a minute. The Osmonds.
Yeah, well, yes.
Donny Osmond.
Yes, thank you. Donny in particular. Yes.
Donny, baby. That was, one announcer in Buffalo made a big deal about how his voice had changed.
I couldn't tell. All right, number 22.
Yeah.
Playground in My Mind.
Oh, Clint Holmes. He went to one of my alma maters.
Yes, he's a Buffalo boy, yes. Number 22, Steamroller Blues.
James Taylor?
Elvis Presley. Good. I was afraid we were going to go on forever. Elvis Presley.
Oh, I should have asked you to play it because I would have recognized his voice instantly.
I'm so glad you didn't. All right. Yeah, excellent as usual.
Okay.
Just gave me missing heartbeats. Don't go away. Stay right where you are. We'll have John confirm that address, and I'll do this, and we'll play the final bumper stumper in moments right here on WGN Radio.
I'm wishing on a star to follow. Follow what it means. I'm wishing on a star.
All right, we'll leave it right there. And that's a gift, actually. But if you don't get it here, I'll be revealing all of them in a moment. Our straggler will hold over for next week. But let's see what we can do as quickly as we can here. Naoto is in Japan. So, Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, how are you doing?
All right, how about yourself?
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, but it's pretty hot, like 30 degrees Celsius today.
Really? Oh, man, and it's only May.
Yeah.
I'll check back with you in July. Jeez, all right.
Yeah.
You know, it's strange, but in Arizona, it's been really cool, and that worries me because I figure, okay, it's cool now, but next month it'll be an inferno. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Back to average, you know.
All right, so we're talking about Myers-Briggs type indicator. What I want to know, one personality type is most often described as the life of the party. Who is it?
Life of the party?
Yeah, the life of the party. Yeah.
Oh, I would say, I think I have two personality types in my mind.
Okay.
One is ESTP and the other is ESFP.
Yep, ESFP, you got it. Extroverted sensing, feeling,
oh,
and
you.
Perceiving. Excellent people skills, talkative, great at making others feel welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Hang on, don't go away. All right, so yes, the ESFP, they're the ones you probably want to have in your group most likely because they'll get along. All right. I think last week we were doing the least popular. Well, there's the most popular. I'll have to look later and see what percentage of people fall into that. But, oh, my God, I realize I'm out of time. I didn't even get to Boyer. Boyer, I'm so sorry. We'll do Nashville next Monday. If you call me earlier, I promise I won't delay. All right. In honor of the Indianapolis 500, all the songs we played were either car songs or artists famous for car songs. First one we played was Vince Taylor, What You Gonna Do, 1961 on Paulette. He was British, famous for two songs, Brand New Cadillac and Jet Black Machine. We played Billy Emerson, Every Woman I Know, Crazy About Automobile, 1956 on BJ. The Ripcords did Gone, 1963 on Columbia, famous for Hey Little Cobra and Three Window Coupe. Ronnie and the Daytonas did Sandy, 1965 on Mala, famous for Little GTO. The Medallions did Dear Anne, 1962 on Pan World, famous for Buick 5959. The Playmates did The Day I Died, 1959 on Roulette, famous for Beep Beep. Bob Luman did Red Cadillac and a Black Mustache, 1957 on Imperial. Of course, Sir Mac Rice, Mustang Sally, 1965 on Blue Rock. Vern Stovall, Long Black Limousine, 1961 on Crest. Bat McGrath and Don Potter did Mr. Cadillac, 1969 on Epic. And Rose Royce did Wishin' on a Star, 1977 on Whitfield. So we will hold our question over. And again, big apologies to the three of you who are hanging. Call earlier next week, and I'll look forward to it tomorrow night. Full show 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank those of you who call. Do it again. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.